What's up, guys? Desante Bowen. I'm a point guard and I'm a senior here.
Let's talk a little bit about how kind of you got your start from early on in basketball, and then you can take us through your journey and then how you finally ended up at St. Bonaventure last year.
So I probably started playing basketball around a very young age, maybe like 5-ish. I was always around the game. My siblings played, my dad played. So I always had basketball in my blood. I started off in public school in Boston, in Roxbury, called the O'Brien, before going into prep school. And that's when my recruitment really picked up. Started my college career at Iowa. It's a little bit of a rough start, but I was able to find a home here at St. Bonaventure last year for my junior year. And I'm excited to go into my senior year here too.
That's awesome. Talk about, you know, when you were on the floor last year, you know, when we had that really, really hot start, and just talk about, you know, what you felt was clicking, and then kind of talk about, you know, comparing last year with what you're seeing from the new guys this year.
Last year, yeah, I think we clicked very early, and I think that had a lot to do with off the court. We gelled very well. Everyone was hitting from every cylinder. Our shooters were shooting, our drivers were getting downhill, and I was doing my job at the point, creating and scoring. Going down, I think that kind of took a big hit to our team, just because, like, with any other team in any other sport, when your quarterback or your pitcher gets hurt, it takes a big toll on the team. And I think we kind of were able to see that, unfortunately, when I got hurt. The team this year, though, I think we're ready to kind of pick up where we left off when we had that little run going early in the season. We shoot the ball a lot better, I believe. And I think we have guys that want to work and want to get better and are just hungry to prove this conference and the nation that we're one of the best teams in the country.
Let's compare a little bit about what you see talent-wise this year compared to like last year.
I think we're going to shoot the ball at a lot higher clip this year. We have gritty guys still, so I think we can still keep that identity that we tried to make on defense last year, picking up full court, being aggressive, guarding your yard. I think this group of guys flow into the kind of offense we want to run here a lot as well. Like, we move the ball well, kind of playing that five-out offense, getting the ball moving and just flowing throughout. I think that would be one of our strong suits this year. And, of course, we'll be pushing the ball as always, getting up and down the floor.
Talk about, like, what you're seeing from maybe some specific guys out there that really kind of excites you for the upcoming year.
Buddy, for sure, shoots the ball very well. I think he can kind of match my speed in the open court, so that'll be scary for other teams to guard. Frank, hard-nosed guy, kind of like the anchor on the floor. In that 5-0, we can kind of play through him. He's a big guy, but he moves very well. He gets up and down the court very quick, gets off the floor very quick. Joe, shoot the ball, stretch the floor, has some wiggle with the ball in his hands. It'll be exciting. And then a sleeper, I think, will be Braden. He's a younger guy, but he has like the build for this league. Very lanky, athletic, can shoot it. I think that'll be a guy that surprises some people.
Maybe touch a little bit on what drew you to St. Bonaventure when you were going through the process, when you were transferring. Like, what kind of, you know, kind of brought you here, and what kind of attracted you here?
I think what attracted me here was the certainty that I had here. In college, when your first decision isn't the right one, the second one has to be the right one. So I think being able to come here and getting that feeling that this was the right spot and I knew it would be the right spot drew me here. And then on top of that, like, the coaching staff, the honesty they had, the way they see me fitting into the system. They bring in guys that are gritty, that want to get better, want to work hard. And they preach that blue-collar mentality, and I think that's something that I already had, but I picked up even more once I got here as well.
We announced that Woj is going to be joining, you know, the program, and obviously last year was kind of like the, you know, his first year, and now kind of hit the ground running during the offseason with, you know, helping to put this roster together. But kind of talk about his influence and him coming on board and what that's kind of done to help elevate the exposure, et cetera.
With someone with the platform and the influence he has on basketball today, I think that opens any door that you could even think of in the basketball world and just in the business world in general. And then him building this roster just emphasizes that. Like the guys he was able to get, like the foreigners he was able to bring in, I don't think that's something that's common or been common for our program. So kind of taking those new turns, bringing in more Power 5 guys, bringing in a D2 guy, like I think he was able to just kind of bring versatility to our program and just give a new look of guys from all different backgrounds to kind of, once again, build it, that blue-collar mentality, even though we're all coming from different levels, different play styles, or even just different areas in general.
All right, talk a little bit about the Riley Center, the fans. Obviously, the majority of our team has never experienced it. You actually have.
Oh, it's amazing. When we're able to, even in the Riley Center, when we're able to get a packed house, it's a blessing in disguise. Like, they're here to see us, but, like, we play for them. And when we have a full crowd, it just makes you want to go even harder and play even harder every possession, even when you're tired. And then on top of that, on the road, it's like a plus 10 when we see our fans in the stand because you got somebody cheering for you rather than just hearing boos the entire game. Like when you score, you're still getting that Riley Center feeling when we're on the road. Can't wait to get back on the floor and compete for you guys. Go Bonnies.